You're listening to SBS News.
Fake news became a mainstream concern during the 2016 US presidential election after Russia allegedly used Facebook to influence voters. In a bid to crack down on any foreign interference in the upcoming election, the social media giant is temporarily banning political ads bought overseas. In a statement, Facebook's local director of policy, Mia Garlick, said, "It will apply to ads we determine to be coming from foreign entities that are of an electoral nature, meaning they contain references to politicians, parties, or election suppression." The fake news crackdown has been welcomed by University of Melbourne's social media expert, Dr. Brent Coker.
Well, it makes sense, what we've seen in past elections, particularly the Trump-Clinton campaign, and also to a great extent the 2017 French election. We saw quite a bit of political manipulation through social media, through organized groups. We call them disinformation groups, and they have an agenda to manipulate public sentiment.
The news service AFP will also work with the social media giant to carry out fact-checking. Asia Pacific Fact Check editor Carl Malukanis says fake news is a massive problem facing elections around the world.
I've been a journalist for a long time, but every day involved in this disinformation area, you're just sort of stunned at the numbers. How many views, these misleading posts, which are aimed at, influencing people's decisions politically. They're just amazing.
He's calling on other journalists to join the fight against fake news.
I think it really is important that, that media groups, AFP or otherwise, are focusing on disinformation, looking into these landscapes, trying to find out, who's doing this and why, really investigating. It takes a lot of work to do this. And then once we do this and put it into, the platforms, the Facebook platform, it does dump it down the algorithm, so it does have an impact.
But the head of the Australian Strategic Policy Institute's International Cybersecurity Centre, Fergus Hanson, is questioning whether the ad ban goes far enough.
It still doesn't deal with the problem of having proxies of foreign governments who are based in Australia buying these ads and then posting them here in Australia. So there's lots of issues like that we have to grapple with. And there's lots more transparency that's needed, not just on Facebook, but on other platforms like WeChat, where foreign actors are engaging through that platform, and there's almost no transparency about how Australians and the material that they're receiving are being affected through that.
He says fake news is attacking the core of democracy, and more measures need to be taken to protect voters from election meddling and foreign interference. Jessica Rowe, SBS World News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher, or Wooshka.